From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Wall Street will be paying close attention to today's report on unemployment in the U.S. following yesterday's sharp sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 348 points amid worries about the Greek debt crisis spreading to other European countries. At one point, the Dow was off nearly 1,000 points, but it regained much of that ground before the closing bell. NPR's Giles Snyder reports the nation's jobless rate is expected to remain where it's been for the past 4 months.
If the government figures match what many economists expect, the employment report for April will show the jobless rate remained at 9.7%, despite predictions that employers added 200,000 jobs. Economists say as many half those jobs are temporary workers who are carrying out the 2010 census. Millions of Americans lost their jobs during the recession, and companies have been slow to hire back workers, but that may be changing. The Labor Department offered a sign yesterday that hiring could be stepping up soon. It said productivity rose more than expected in the first quarter, but still declined sharply from each of the previous three quarters, indicating that employers may be nearing the limits of how much they can ask of their workers without hiring more. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Steep losses in the Asian markets today as investors fed off of Wall Street. Larry Miller reports markets in Japan, China, and South Korea were off sharply.
Japan's prime minister says he's very concerned about the Greek problem. A Japanese market analyst explains investors aren't sure the European Union alone can contain the spreading financial crisis. Portugal, Spain, and other Eurozone countries also have big debt problems. It was against this background that Japan's Nikkei index slipped more than 3% today. Stock markets in Shanghai, Hong Kong, South Korea, and Australia also closed lower. Meanwhile, European leaders meet in Brussels later to finalize details of a $139 billion loan package to Greece. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Conservatives in Britain are winners of the most seats in the House of Commons in that country's national election, but not enough for a clear majority. Andrew Hawkins is with the ComRes polling agency in London.
The most likely outcome on the basis of the exit poll is that the Conservatives would be looking at forming a minority administration.
Conservative leader David Cameron says it's clear the ruling Labour Party and Prime Minister Gordon Brown have lost the mandate to govern. It's the first hung parliament in Britain since 1974. North Korean leader Kim Jong-il is back home after wrapping up a secretive five-day trip to China. The official Xinhua news agency says the talks between Kim and top Chinese officials stressed the importance of nuclear disarmament talks. However, no date was set for North Korea to rejoin six-party discussions, which have gone nowhere since December of 2008. This is NPR News from Washington. Lawmakers in the Senate are continuing to wade through dozens of proposed amendments to the financial overhaul legislation. NPR's Audie Cornish reports Republicans failed to get support for their own version of a consumer protection agency.
The Republican proposal failed on a vote of 38 to 61. It proposed a council devoted to consumer lending within the FDIC, and it sought to narrow the focus to businesses they say were at the core of the economic crisis, such as non-bank mortgage companies. Senate Democrat Jack Reed of Rhode Island says it would have essentially created a loophole for payday lenders, debt collectors, and other financial businesses that affect consumers.
They would create an oversight agency, but then exempt virtually the entire financial industry from consumer-oriented oversight, including firms like AIG. It's more like lapdog than watchdog.
The current legislation seeks a consumer bureau headed by a presidential appointee with its own budget and rulemaking authority. It would be housed within the Federal Reserve. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
They're still lowering that 100-ton containment box in the waters off Louisiana, trying to stop the flow of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. Crews hope to have it in place within another day or so, about 5,000 feet below the surface. Officials say if it works, the concrete and steel box could collect as much as 85% of the oil being spilled from that damaged well. They hope to be funneling it then onto a tanker. It's estimated that more than 200,000 gallons of crude oil are leaking each day. BP's chief executive says his company will be paying for the cleanup costs, though no final figure is yet known. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.